The History of England from the Reign of Henry IV to the Death of Charles I by a Partial, Prejudiced and Ignorant Historian. To Miss Austen, eldest daughter of the Reverend George Austen, this work is inscribed with all due respect by the author. N.B. There will be very few dates in this history. Henry IV ascended the throne of England, much to his own satisfaction, in the year 1399, after having prevailed on his cousin and predecessor, Richard II, to resign it to him, and to retire for the rest of his life to Pomfret Castle, where he happened to be murdered. It is to be supposed that Henry was married, since he had certainly four sons, but it is not in my power to inform the reader who was his wife. Be this as it may, he did not live for ever, but falling ill, his son, the Prince of Wales, came and took away the crown, whereupon the king made a long speech, for which I must refer the reader to Shakespeare's plays, and the prince made a still longer. Things being thus settled between them, the king died, and was succeeded by his son Henry, who had previously beat Sir William Gascoigne. Henry V. This prince, after he succeeded to the throne, grew quite reformed and amiable, forsaking all his dissipated companions, and never thrashing Sir William again. During his reign, Lord Cobham was burnt alive, but I forget what for. His Majesty then turned his thoughts to France, where he went and fought the famous Battle of Agincourt. He afterwards married the king's daughter Catherine, a very agreeable woman by Shakespeare's account. In spite of all this, however, he died, and was succeeded by his son Henry. Henry VI. I cannot say much for this monarch's sense, nor would I if I could, for he was a Lancastrian. I suppose you know all about the wars between him and the Duke of York, who was of the right side. If you do not, you had better read some other history, for I shall not be very diffuse in this, meaning by it only to vent my spleen against and show my hatred to all those people whose parties or principles do not suit with mine, and not to give information.